Welcome to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast. Yes, it's 100% unscripted, 100% unrehearsed, 100% unedited, and 100% real. I'm your host, Mark A. Preston. The way I think about everything is stripping it right back and logically. And I don't know when it was, quite many years ago, your 10x content thing.
Yeah.
That's always stuck in my mind. And I think with these AI content tools, well, all it does is create something based on what's already out there. But as marketers, shouldn't we be focusing on creating something that's better than out there?
You know, what's tough is a lot of things that are not the best in their field do well, right? But I don't think in a competitive market where there is lots of already existing players who have done extraordinarily well and dominated that field, I don't think you can stand out by doing something worse than them. Yeah, just generally speaking, you've got to be better on some of the vectors, right? Product quality, price, positioning, marketing, something. And I'm not sure that most content generation AI helps a lot with that. I will say I'm almost more interested in the image and visual generation that AI is coming out with. So, you know, for the last few years, lots of people have been using these image generation tools to say like, hey, I want you to imagine this, you know, fantastic science fiction landscape for me, or I want you to, I don't know, you know, imagine a fantastical, you know, world, but put this existing person into that landscape and, you know, give me a picture of that, a visual of that. It's fast. It's very fast. Does a decent job. Some of those images and pictures, I've seen them across my Instagram feeds and on ArtStation and those kind of places. They look pretty good. I don't think they're 10x, but are they usable and potentially useful to some folks? Sure, absolutely.
You've been listening to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast with me, Mark A. Preston. Join us next time as I interview more top SEO professionals.